Welcome to 5 Good Minutes. You're listening to today's inspirational message on Holy Week with Dan Shields.
We live in a world of partial truths. From marketing to the media, we're deluged with thoughts and ideas and ads and political pundits that seem to mix the truth with untruth. We hear stats that are skewed to validate certain positions, news reporting that's one-sided, claims that are false couched in facts. When we rabbit hole in our social media feeds, the deeper we go, it seems the less trustworthy things can get. And sorting fact from lie, truth from disinformation, is perhaps more difficult to discern than at any other time in history. We need a level of sophistication just to interpret our news feed, which has become more and more opaque and less clear. We can feel like we need a Snopes that investigates the claims of Snopes and a WikiTruth to check the claims of WikiTruth. At Orchard Hill, we just finished a message series called Virtue or Vice. And the series looked at different moral attributes taught in the Bible that at first blush may seem negative, but actually had a positive twist to them. That is, characteristics that we often view as bad and look to avoid, but may have a positive side to them. The topic of the last message in the series was skepticism, taught by Dr. Terry Thomas. He shared that he thought that mature faith should have a healthy dose of skepticism to get to the solid rock of truth. Like a detective uncovering the facts of a case, or a scientist verifying the claims of a hypothesis, we as Christians should be able to make a defense of our faith based on something verifiable or rational. If our faith is based on truth, then it should stand up to scrutiny. And if not, it'll fall like a Jenga tower when we knock out the foundations. So if I asked you, what is the central tenet of the Christian faith, the cornerstone, that one truth that all other truths rely on? Well, you might have several answers. You might talk about the existence of an uncreated God who created all things, or perhaps you'd talk about the perfection of the original creation and Adam's fall in the garden, leading to brokenness. Or maybe you'd talk about God's holiness and our sinfulness and our desperate need for a Savior. But I think that more central to the belief of all Christians through the ages is the idea that Jesus was crucified, died, and on the third day was raised from the dead. It's the audacious claim that God came in the flesh, lived a perfect life, and died a substitutionary death. But the claim doesn't end there with a good teacher who died a martyr. The cornerstone claim is that he was raised from the dead, was seen by hundreds of people, and then was taken to heaven, where he is now seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come back to one day judge the world and rule forever. This is the claim that Islam attacks, secular humanists scoff at, and the believing church holds as absolute truth. And unlike the many truth claims that we see on our social media feeds or in the headlines, this one has eternal implications. Because if it is true, it changes everything. It's the claim that deity inserted himself into our reality. No longer can we say to God, "You just don't understand. You don't know what it's like here." As that Super Bowl commercial said, he gets us. But it doesn't just show his understanding of our circumstances. It's also an indictment on our lives. It's God saying, the stain of sin is so deep in all of us that there was only one cure, one recompense, one payment that would satisfy the demands of eternal justice. It means, as the Apostle Paul says, that even our righteousness is like filthy rags and that we deserve the cross. Thankfully, that's not the end, though. The crucifixion also demonstrates the loving kindness of God. It doesn't just show the severity of sin, but it also shows how much he loves us. It says to us, his most precious creation, that he so desperately wanted to restore our relationship with him that he would go to whatever lengths it took to redeem us. But the final truth, the blessed hope of the cross, the ultimate reality of the cross, is that it makes a way for us to spend all of eternity with the Lord. Just as Jesus ascended into heaven to be reunited with his Father, so we too, through his sacrifice, can forever be united with him in eternity. He purchased the entrance fee to heaven for us on that tragic day. If Jesus was not resurrected, we, as Paul said, are to be the most pitied creatures on earth. But if it's true, if he still lives, then we too can live forever with him.
Thanks for joining us here today. There's a lot of great content to explore on Orchard Hill Plus and on the Orchard Hill main feed from the weekend. Have a great day.